Welcome to LSAT Demon Daily. I'm Logan Knight. I am a new LSAT Demon teacher. I was a student of the LSAT Demon, and I also listened to the Thinking LSAT podcast for a long time. And now I teach for them, and I teach the Hot Seat LR classes on Thursdays and the Logic Games classes on Tuesday nights. So went from listener to teacher. You could too. I'm here with Nathan Fox. Nathan, how you doing?
I'm good. Yeah, we love hiring people from our audiences, both listeners and LSAT Demon students. We are looking to add teachers all the time. Unfortunately, what happens is our teachers go off to law school and become lawyers. And it's sad for us. We will, I'm sure, lose Logan someday. So if you want to take Logan's job from him, you can. What you got to do first is score in the 99th percentile on the LSAT and send us a score report and tell us you want to work for us. But yeah, we'd love to hire you.
Yeah, it'll cool. Be a sad day, but it's coming one day.
You're applying this cycle, Logan? You already sent in your applications, you said.
Sent in all my applications back in September.
Okay, cool. Any offers yet?
Nope, have not heard back, but I've heard some rumors that UCLA is coming out with decisions soon. So crossing my fingers on that one.
Did you apply to all like T14-ish type of schools?
No, I applied to the top five and then UCLA.
Okay. Top five and UCLA. That's it? So six applications total?
Just about six applications for me.
Okay, cool. Yeah. Obviously, keep us posted. Love to hear how that goes. We have an email here from Elle. I'll go ahead and read it. It says, hi, Ben and Nathan. Love the new show. I wanted to ask a question about my study plan. So basically, I've been studying for almost a year now, and I am taking the August and October LSAT. I've been doing practice tests every weekend, and so far I've done over 30 tests. However, I noticed that as the practice tests are more recent, that is practice test 80 to 90, they get a lot harder, especially the LR section. Since I am taking August and October, how should I distribute these tests to study and get prepared for October? I wish LSAC would release some new tests because I feel like my practice test scores from the older tests are always higher. And whenever I attempt a newer test, my score is lower. So I don't know if what I'm doing is a good reflection of how I'll actually perform on the test. Thank you so much for all you do. Best, L. What do you think about all that, Logan?
I think this might be speculating on a few small data points here. I don't think the test has really changed that much in the last however many years between 1 and 90.
If anything, it's gotten easier. I got to tell you, I'm sorry, but I really do think that you're just making conclusions based on a limited amount of data. There are examples of one-off hard LR questions on every test. But as far as this idea that the tests have gotten harder, I don't think so. And as a matter of fact, scores are up since COVID. Now that has nothing to do with prep test 80 to 90. They just recently released tests 90, 91, and 92. So we do have some new practice tests to play with. But I've been doing those questions in my classes every night now as we try to, you know, get videos made for all of the new tests. I've been doing those questions for the first time ever in every single one of my classes recently. And my reaction to like 90% of them is, oh, yep, I predicted the answer again, because they're just doing the same shit over and over and over.
I gotta say, I've seen the same thing. I also write explanations for the Ask Button team. So that's our function on the LSAT Demon, where if you have a question on any LSAT question, you can ask and a team of tutors will help you out there. And we've been getting a lot of questions about the new test, you know, 91, 92, and it just all looks the same as the rest of them, to be honest.
Yeah, if you really were to say, okay, Nathan, how has the test changed over time? What I would tell you is the Logic Games pre-prep test 45-ish, the Logic Games used to be harder than they are now. the logic games from prep test 45-ish and all the way up into the modern era tend to have fewer variables, just less complexity, and are just very easy, very predictable. You can make worlds for most of them. You just crush these newer logic games. But as far as like subtle changes between prep test 80 and prep test 90, or prep test 70 and prep test 80, I don't think I could tell the difference at all in difficulty or type or anything. I just don't think that anything has changed. I feel like it's the same shit in a different box every test, which is really a good thing for test takers, because that's why LSAT prep is so valuable, because they just don't change the test very much over time. Why do you think L has this impression? What do you think is going on that led L to this, we think, false impression?
I gotta say, a lot of us pre-law people get a little bit obsessed with the LSAT and the process. And there's a lot of, you know, people online who talk about this kind of stuff and say, oh, the LSAT has this secret plan to reduce 180 scorers by making it harder. And they just kind of like, just, you know, they get a lower score on one test in the 80s and they're like, oh, yep, I knew it. And it's kind of like a confirmation bias. You know, I think people tend to try to analyze too much about trends in the LSAT rather than just, you know, studying the question in front of them.
Yeah. Humans are naturally pattern seekers. We, you know, it's like we evolved to look for patterns. Oh, if, you know, we eat that berry, we get sick. We learn not to eat that berry anymore. Everybody overdoes this all the time. You know, you look for patterns in one data point. Well, one data point can't give you a pattern, and two data points, probably not two data points either. And five data points, getting closer, but still maybe not quite enough. So it could just be random small sample, and it could certainly be confirmation bias. I bet that we're sometimes ignoring data that doesn't quite fit the pattern that we're trying to see. Also, it can absolutely become a self-fulfilling prophecy. If L has decided that these tests are harder, then when L does these tests, his performance might suffer.
Yeah, definitely.
So we have to be very careful that we're taking the long view. I mean, my one main bit of advice for someone like L is to pay attention at a more granular level. And the improvement that you should be looking for is really one question, one game at a time, right? As you review, you need to be 100% rock solid sure that you know why the right answers are right and why the wrong answers are wrong. And you have to feel that click. You have to make it make perfect sense. And you do that one question at a time, or one game at a time, or one reading comp passage at a time, really without regard to your 120 to 180 LSAT score. If you do that, if you focus narrower on every single LSAT question and really making it make perfect sense, then you will over time start to see your 120 to 180 LSAT score improve a lot. Where were you, Logan, when you started? You ended up at 175?
Yeah, ended up 175. I started at 159.
159 to 175, 16 point improvement. I imagine you scored higher sometimes than a 175 on your practice tests, or did you kind of do top into your range and just declare victory? That's a strategy too.
It's around the middle of my range. You know, I was, you know, 175 plus minus three, but
yep.
You know, I figured 175, looking at the schools that I was applying to, talking to their admissions people, and they're like, you know, once you're at 175 at our schools, you're above our medians, above our 75th, you know, there's not too much of a difference, and figured this was good for me.
Cool. Yeah. But you did improve 16 points before you got there. And the way you did that was not by focusing on, you know, which tests are harder or easier, or what's going on with trends in my LSAT score, right? You got there by what?
Just studying. You know, it was literally just, I did an hour every day, practice test on weekends, just kept going. And I saw my scores increase, signed up for the test, and got a good score. Simple as that.
Amazing. Thanks for coming on, Logan. You want to wrap it up?
Yeah. So you can be LSAT famous. Email daily at LSATdemon.com if you'd like to ask us a question or share some LSAT or law school admission news. Thanks for listening. Thank you.